KCU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Hey, Todd, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, DJ. How are you?
Doing well, Todd, doing well. And folks, let me tell you, Todd's the man, okay? He's got over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry, and he's been with BECU for the last 16 years, and what a great place to do all your banking. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a BECU member. Just go to BECU.org. And Todd, I hope, well, the holidays are good. You didn't spend too much. It's Todd we're talking to.
That's right.
Did you manage it, Todd? I mean, I always wonder if somebody, Todd's going to go, dude, I can't believe it. I went out of my mind this year. I don't know what I was thinking.
You know me too well, BJ.
Yeah, that's what it is. Steve, on the other hand, already looking at more T-shirts, Todd.
I closed the browser. Todd would be proud of me. And I said, I do not need this shirt.
You closed right the browser, yeah. But did you save the link?
Well, I still have the email. I mean, delete it, all maybe. Right,
yeah.
Look,
you're like my wife, Steve. I swear we have our own Amazon truck. It comes every day. So.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you and me both. I mean, they leave notes saying that they love the show on mine. Like, that's how it's gotten to the point where they know who I am. And
wow.
Yeah, we get stuff almost
sometimes
every single day.
Two or three times a day. So.
Yeah, especially with a baby, man. I just forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it. 206-421-ROCK, Texas.
Jeff Bezos owes me.
Oh, does he owe you?
He owes me something.
Yeah, all right. I'll see what I can do.
What are you going
to
do?
I want to talk to Jeff Bezos and say, look, I don't know if you understand. He's a fellow bald guy like you. Come on, Jeff. Give him something. All right, if you got any questions for Todd, man, it's simple. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. Let's go to Casey in South Center. Casey, you are on The Rock with Todd from BECU.org.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Casey.
Great.
Hey, I got a question for you. My wife and I, we have fairly separate finances. We've combined a few things here and there, but for the most part, I've got my savings account that I am building up, and she has hers. But we want to do some renovations at the house, and we've already priced everything out. It's going to be about $20,000 to $25,000 for the renovations. Now, we together have the cash to pay for that flat out, but her perspective is she wants to look into getting a home equity line of credit for that amount, and keep our savings as a liquidable asset, so that if something were to happen to her job or my job or something catastrophic, we could still get the renovations done, but then also have this backup kind of buffer for the unknown, for the what if. And I just didn't know if it was a good idea to incur an APR, and more payments in the future, essentially pay someone money to get money versus using what we already have.
That's a great question, Casey. So it sounds like that savings you have is your emergency fund. You don't have anything else to fall back on.
Correct.
So if something were to happen, which we don't know if it could or would, but you wouldn't have that 6 months or 8 months or even a year of expenses to fall back on. That's that $20,000 to $25,000.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. I'm going to side a little bit with your wife there, and the only reason is that if let's say you were to get laid off or whatever, or both of you, it's much harder to borrow money when you're out of a job, when you don't have income. So maybe there's a trade-off here. Maybe it's not the whole $20,000 to $25,000. Maybe it's part of that, and you're keeping some of that in that emergency fund if something were to happen. And then I would look at, and you could also look at just getting a home equity line of credit. So the money is there. It's already set up. You don't necessarily have to draw on it right away, but you have it established in case you need it.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Thanks, man.
And Todd, I have a question to follow up on that, because it's the first thing you always say to anybody when they're starting any kind of financial plan at all. That's the first thing you say is that emergency fund. And what is the rule of thumb for an emergency fund, like based on someone's annual income?
6 to 8 months of expenses is a good starting point. Depending on your profession, if you're in sales or something more risky, maybe you want to look more of like a year of expenses. But a good starting point, it would be like 6 to 8 months of expenses set aside in a safe money market or a savings account.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. John from Lake Taps, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Todd. How are you doing today?
Hey, John. Thank you.
What you got for us, Johnny?
Okay, so here's the deal. I bought a beautiful house up in Bonnie Lake 7 years ago. About 6 months ago, I refied from a 4.0 to a 2.78.
Nice.
I paid off the wife's Yukon. I put $20,000 in savings.
Damn.
I have $10,000 in checking. What I'm doing is a biweekly payment on my house. So that puts another house payment towards principal at the end of the year.
Nice.
Plus, you have to make one full house payment in order to do that. So my house payment went from $1,428 to $1,295. But what I'm doing is I'm putting it up to $1,500, which is $750 every other week, which equals to $205 a month towards principal.
Nice.
I'm wondering what else, if you can think of, that I should be doing. I also have $90,000 in my retirement, which right now isn't, you know, all that much. So I'm not doing too bad. I got a really good job. Everything's stable. I don't live without outside of my means. I have no other payment besides my house payment. None. Everything I own is bought and paid for. But I'm just wondering, is there something I'm missing, something I can do to relocate some money somewhere?
Yeah, you
can
relocate it to us. I mean, we haven't had breakfast. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, John. And you got some extra cash running around.
Seems about right.
Yeah.
No, the guy without the beard owes you breakfast.
Yeah. Good point.
Not true.
Who's very good guy? Point.
Yeah. So, I'm listening.
Yeah, so Todd, it sounds like he's got a lot of things going on. By the way, John, you haven't told us your age. I think that's important since you're talking retirement. How old are you, sir?
I'm 56, sir.
All right, there you go, Todd. You got all the info. It sounds like he's doing a great job. Is there anything he's missing?
Well, I'm not a big fan of paying off the house or paying that extra principal is kind of down on that list for me personally.
Why,
John? You mentioned it. I think you said you have $90,000 in retirement.
Yeah.
At 56, that's probably low. Quite a bit low, actually.
I agree.
And so instead of, you know, I mean, it's great that you're paying that extra principal. You're not, you know, you don't have, it doesn't sound like you have any more debt now that the car's paid off. So instead of doing that extra principal, I would look at redirecting that money into an IRA or possibly a Roth IRA.
Todd, is that because the interest he's paying on his house is a lot less than the interest he would be getting back from putting it into an account like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's at 2.78%, I think he said. Over the long run, you can make a lot more than that in the stock market. In retirement, you can downsize the house and sell it and do whatever. But that retirement income is we're a little low there. So I would probably look at, John, I'd look at redirecting that extra principal to some retirement savings where, you, like BJ said, you can earn a return much greater than the 2.78% you're paying on the mortgage.
Okay, because so basically my house payment went down to $1,295. I bumped it up to $1,500. I can work both ways with that, you know. So should I not do that and put more into other, like Roth IRA or something like that, you're saying?
Yeah. Do you have like a 401k at work, or what does your retirement look like?
Yes, I have 401k at work.
Is that what you said the 90,000 is part of, or is that something, is that more than that?
No, that's through my work.
Okay, so there you go. So all he has is
you could up that 401k at work. You're not, it sounds like you're not putting in, you're over 50, so now you have the catch up. So you're at like 26,000 you could put in that 401k. You're not there.
Yeah, the way I have it figured out.
All right, you know what? You can reach out to Todd. I mean,
that's a good call.
Going back and forth now about the same
thing. So here's just to summarize, if we up that 401k, that's going to be tax deferred money. So he's not going to pay income tax on that today. And it's going to grow at a rate better than the 2.78% he's paying on the mortgage.
Good call.
Todd, we have important questions. Not that guy's stuff was important.
Here we go.
Somebody says, look, you got to ask Todd, how am I going to invest my lottery winnings? Another person says, I don't know if he's playing the lotto right now, but Todd, you kind of have to. It's worth so much. What would you do and what would you buy if you won it?
And how much of my emergency fund should I direct towards those lottery tickets? I think that's important.
It's like 900 something million.
Yeah. I feel like my entire emergency fund should go to that, right? I mean, this is an emergency. I need to win that lottery.
Do you think someone has dropped, like, I know people have paid $100 for a ticket, but do you think someone's dropped, like, five figures on lottery tickets?
Todd, have you heard anything, any crazy stories like that in your time about the maximum amount people have spent on lottery tickets?
I haven't, no. I have no idea.
Do you recommend that I do that?
I do.
What, six figures?
Five.
He's going to go five figures.
Crazy.
Don't get crazy. He only wants to spend five figures.
That's irresponsible.
Come on. He's only talking about 20 to 30 grand he wants to spend on lottery tickets.
Actually, here's a good question. Is now a good time to buy a condo in Seattle for the first time during COVID? I noticed that prices are coming down.
Oh, good question.
Well, I mean, I've said this all along that, timing, when you're ready, you're ready. And you can't time them. You know what home prices are going to do. Yes, prices are down a little bit in Seattle as people have moved out, but maybe once we get the vaccine, people will start to come back. So if you're ready to buy, you have the down payment, your credit's good, you're in a great spot, you're not going to move in the next 3 to 5 years. Absolutely. Let's take a look at it. Start time to start looking.
And one quick follow-up based on that guy's call. How much should you have in your retirement at the age of 56? Someone just texted in.
Let's base that, by the way. Say somebody made 50 grand a year, because you have to have a number that you made. So let's say if you made 50 grand a year and you retire at 65, Todd, how much do you think you'll need? Just so someone can get an idea, like, well, what will I need if I was used to making 50 grand a year?
That's a case by case, BJ. And the reason is it depends. What do you want your retirement to look like? Are you going to travel? do you own your home in your retirement? So there's a lot of variables there. So this is, I think you mentioned this many times over. It's not a bad time to sit down with somebody, an advisor, to run those numbers. And they can tell you, okay, based upon making $50,000 a year, are you going to spend $25,000 a year, or are you going to need that $50,000 a year income in retirement as well? Then you can start to make some scenarios and some numbers, and what that might look like. It might be $700,000. It might be $1 million. It might be $1.5 million.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I remember when I sat down with my guy, 10 years ago, I had all these plans, all these things I wanted to do, and then here it is, he does a 10-year review. I don't want to do any of that stuff anymore. I'm like, that was stupid. I don't want it. And he's like, well, that will significantly change the numbers then. So you make a really good point. You have to really check in a lot.
Having fun's overrated.
I don't need to go have fun. So, Todd, good call. Always, chatting with a financial advisor is a great thing. And again, we've run out of time, but Todd will be happy to answer any questions you have via email. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd and I there, and you can click on that. It'll take you right to the email address, and Todd will do the best he can. Todd, always good talking to you, buddy.
You too, BJ. Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.